Tony Godina from Slovenia, meet from Slovenia, and I'm in business for 32 years already. I'm from the butcher family. My father was a butcher, and I started when I was 5 years old.
You seem so happy here.
Yes, I really enjoyed it. This is my relaxing room. I relax up here when I come up here.
Looks like a lot of hard work.
A lot of hard work, but it's pleasure.
Tony's a white-haired, shy guy, self-effacing. He greets me at the door in a perfectly pressed blue shirt and immaculate, startlingly white butcher's apron.
Turn off the light.
He's shy, pale. We're surrounded by hanging sausages. Tony makes and sells sausages for a living, but it's not the sausages he wants to show me. We go upstairs, a door opens, and there, a dozen giant models of ocean liners, sailing ships, warships, each of them 10, 12 feet long. Tony has a passion. Instead of turning on the lights, he closes the curtains, putting us completely in the dark, and then he flips some switches, and suddenly, in the dark, the ships give off light from their rows of dime-sized portholes.
And here I come and relax during the day sometimes when I have a chance.
What goes through your mind when you look at the boats?
This is my enjoyment. I really enjoy it.
What do you think about?
That I did something in my life. They're all built to scale. All the propellers and all that stuff, this is built to scale. See, like, for instance, I will show you here. This is a blueprint. This is a base. And then from there you have all the individual pieces. So you see, this is a propellers. This is the safety boats there. And this is the cannons.
And you build every part?
Every part, yeah.
How many parts on the Bismarck?
Oh! That's hard to say. It's a lot of parts.
100?
More than that.
200?
At least. It's even more than 200.
Here we're in front of one of his painstakingly hand-built ships, each one made from scratch. Red and military gray, tiny cannons, and cigarette pack-sized spy planes on the deck. Rows of red and white life rings, just the size of lifesaver candy, all in wood and all carefully painted. 2 years of work. This, the red and black, ill-fated Titanic, the sleek Italian liner, the Raffaello, the baby blue and ivory princess on her way to a tiny Caribbean island, no doubt. These are models so exact that one visitor was breathless.
It was one of my customers. He says he came to Canada in this cabin, in the third cabin over here. And he was back to this boat three times after still. And he was really impressed about this one. He showed me right away in this cabin I came to Canada.
Each and every piece of wood cut and sanded. In here, in through another door, into this chaotic low-ceiling shop. Bits of wood, tools, fading photos of ships taped to the wall.
This is the place where we put them together on this table. First, you have to make the base, and you bend all the wood. And here is a small bandsaw where you're cutting the pieces out. Here where you cut it.
I would imagine that you must dream of being a sailor?
Not really. This is a hard work being a sailor. I prefer to be a passenger.
Have you ever been a passenger on a boat like
that? No, to tell you the truth, no. No, I never been on any cruise boat. I never was sailing.
Before you die, would you like to do that?
Yeah, I would like to go on a love boat.
Cluttered attic above the meat store, above the parade of sausages, here are Tony's boats and Tony's reveries. the secret places or special places, the hammock, that same corner cafe table. These are the places that keep us sane.
Well, to visit with Tony and the boats that Judith Ritter helped to describe in that piece, you can call Tony at Slovenia Meet, which is actually located at Clark and Beaubien. The phone number is 279-8845, 279-8845. Thanks to Judith Ritter for that piece, as well as technician Martin Lavoie for the work that went into preparing that. And thanks to Tony, who builds the boats.